My name is Andrea Eller, and I am the co-owner with my sisters of a company that was started by my father 53 years ago. It's under doing business as Furniture World Carpet One. We have two locations, one in Indiana, PA, and also another in Katanning, PA. They're half an hour from each other. And my lease was coming due in the Katanning location. And the past 6 months, from like January to June, although we were holding our own through the recession, we were okay. It was a miracle. Just, I guess, we were stronger than I thought. And we took a lot of measures and worked really hard to keep the business afloat. But then in those past 6 months, of the first 6 months of 2013, sales were down another 20%. So something really had to be done, and I started researching companies that held high-impact sales. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do or what to do. I just knew something had to be done, and I thought about various things. And the reason I chose Planned Furniture Promotions, I interviewed three or four different companies. And the thing that impressed me the most, Tom Liddell of Planned Furniture Promotions, he just explained things very simply and had the utmost confidence that they could handle anything. The company could handle anything. If something happened and you know, employees didn't want to stay, they could bring in other employees, and they were going to stay there the entire time. Some companies say, oh, well, we'll be there for the first 2 weeks. And I just like the idea of somebody being there the entire time. And the strange thing is that I felt so comfortable when they were there. It just was an amazing feeling that I could walk out the door and I knew that everything was being handled with great expertise. So they were just amazing. These folks from PFP work so hard. They put in so many hours. They were there at 7 or 8 in the morning, and they stayed until after closing at 8 or so every night. 7 days a week, they had staff there, and they just knew what to do. They had excellent bookkeeping, excellent control of inventory, and an amazing sales force, and also training for our sales force on how to answer people's questions about the sale and a variety of things. Some of the special things they did was, you know, since times were bad, we sort of stopped putting we had to always put a new flag up. My dad had this giant flagpole with a giant flag, and he just loved it. It was just an accomplishment that it was a dream come true. But it became expensive because about every 4 to 6 months, you had to buy a new flag, and it was just an added expense that we were trying to forego. But when PFP came in, they bought a new flag for that flagpole, and it was just bittersweet, or it was heartwarming and bittersweet that they bought that flag, and I was very, very happy about that. The sale was very successful. In fact, the amazing thing is it was exactly what they thought it would be. It was amazing. They were right on target with what the predicted outcome would be. So I am very happy with the results. One of the concerns that people have when they bring in a third party to run a sale is how they're going to treat their customers. And our customers were treated so well. There was nothing but respect and kindness and enthusiasm, and actually they were very accommodating. If a customer, a few times a customer said, you know, this wasn't right, or this, they didn't like something, and PFP actually handled it right away. They took back something that if somebody wasn't happy with it, even though it's well advertised, all sales final, if somebody was really unhappy with something, they even handled that. And when I was watching people, they were just smiling and happy and enthusiastic. It was very nice. The people were treated very, very nicely. So there's no worries about your reputation in the community, because you could open the store up again under the same name and people would come rushing back in. So I was impressed with that. It was just more than I ever expected in that regard. When I was researching the company, I think I called probably 8 or 10 people on a list that was given to me by Tom Liddell. And I think there were probably 15 companies on that list. And that didn't even include the companies that were already on the website. So I called lots of people and had nothing but positive answers. It was almost too good to be true, but I have to confirm that it really is they really are a company I would recommend top of the list, and they would be the people I would go with. That you would have no worries, everything would be handled, you don't even have to be there, and everything will be taken care of. So I couldn't give a higher recommendation to anyone.